ash plays a pretty major role in New Hampshire. It's a major component of our urban landscape, and it's also about 5 to 8% of our forested landscape. And to lose that as a major species would have a lot of both wildlife and financial implications to the homeowners and landowners.
And what has it done in those regions that it has been found and has been seen for a few years now?
Well, in Michigan, where it's been there the longest, it's killed, they estimate about 15 million trees now. And so to give you some perspective, there's about 100 million ash trees in the state of New Hampshire. That sort of ash mortality in New Hampshire is pretty substantial.
And the threat is such that you think that the majority of those trees could be wiped out if there was a full-scale infestation?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. Certainly we have places in Ohio and Michigan and places like that where it's already happened, where urban landscapes have been completely denuded of ash trees, and they've had to replace with other species, and it just changes their lifestyle. So, yeah, there's huge costs.
Vermont is watching for any signs of the ash borer. What are they doing specifically, and what is New Hampshire doing specifically?
Yeah, so we sort of have two parallel tracks that we're taking with our activities for emerald ash borer. The first and most important one is to try to keep it out of New Hampshire as long as we can. And the way we're doing that is with an exterior firewood quarantine. And then the other parallel track is to work on trying to find any infestation that's accidentally brought here. We need to find it early.
But what do you do to control it?
It depends how quickly you find it. Best case scenario, somebody calls us from a campground and says, a couple of our ash trees look bad, and then we go out there and we find emerald ash borer in a small one-acre pocket and hasn't gone any further. Then in that case, we would cut the infested trees and continue to monitor and hope that we got it all. Worst case scenario, somebody calls and says, our ash trees have been dying for years, and smaller infestations have spread out over 100 different landowners. At that point, we're into sort of a management strategy.
Yeah. What's the eventual result here, though? I mean, you're saying that really the strategy is just tried to limit. Is it just inevitable that we're going to see the pest here on some level?
Well, that's a good debate. I mean, it depends who you talk to and how grumpy they are the day you talk to them. There are computer models that say that it will definitely be here by 2015. And in every county by like 2020. I feel a little bit more optimistic than that. We've not found any emerald ash borer in any of our traps or any of our surveys for the last 5 or 6 years that we've been surveying hard. Vermont hasn't found any. Massachusetts hasn't found any. I think at some point a natural spread is going to get here in the next 10 years. But again, if we find it early, if we keep finding it early in 5 or 10 trees, you know, it doesn't cost much to clean that up versus 4 or 5 towns that it becomes impossible to clean up.